flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
John Heyman thinks the Red Sox are the best fit for Alex Bregman.
Is anybody going to sign Alex Bregman? Does he have any interest in playing for a team? Do teams have any interest in him?
Well,
what's the deal? Is this going to be another March signing?
My answer is yes, no to those questions. My answer is yes, he wants to play.
Okay.
Does anybody really want to sign him? No, not apparently for what he wants. Like,
is this going to be a spring training?
Yep.
They start spring training without him and then he shows up?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Bregman, the player. You like him more than I do. I think he is on very much the downside of his career.
I acknowledge all that. I like a lot of what he represents, though. I like that he's a big game player. I like that he's won. Yeah. I like that.
And when Cora and he cheated, he ripped the cover off the ball.
Bring the cheating back. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's the only way Cora wins, so bring that back. Fine. But the team needs a leader. And I feel like he would fill some of that. And not just, well, he's your highest paid player. He's going to be the leader like Devers. He would actually be a leader on the
team. But isn't it also worse when legitimately the best defensive third baseman on the team isn't playing third base?
Okay.
Like, that'll get annoying.
Yes.
It's sort of like A-Rod playing third and having Jeter butcher balls at short.
Yes.
Like, you have that guy right there. Move him over.
So, look, if I'm signing Bregman, I play him at third.
Yeah.
I don't play him at second.
I hate this second base talk.
I take Devers off of third, but if that's the agreement you have to do to get another good player on the team, I'll play Bregman at second. That's not how I would do it, ideally, but I would do it if that meant you got the player.
I'll take Bregman, don't get me wrong, because, you know, even though I think, you know, last year he hit 768 OPS, which was the lowest in his entire career. But, like, what do you have at second base right now? And so let's just say he's playing second base. You and I would put him at third, but they're not, I don't think, going to do that. So if Devers is at third, Story is at short until he gets hurt, Cassis is at first because they haven't traded him. If you have Bregman at second, like, all of a sudden your lineup does look pretty good.
It does.
You're not relying on Bregman to hit second or third in the order. So you move him down a little bit or wherever you want to put him. Yeah, that looks like a club for sure that can compete for the playoffs. So I'll take it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I don't want him. Then they sign him and be like, wee, they got him. Like, I'll take him.
I think beyond the numbers, too, he's a right-handed bat, which you need. He, I think, could hit at the top of the order. You know, maybe after Duran, I'd probably hit him second. But whatever, we could quibble with that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a good glove. And it would take Devers off a third. That'd be a net positive. The offense is the most important thing to me, but I think the offense will be there enough. Maybe it's down from where he was in the prime of his career. But I think he's checking boxes that you need. Right-handed hitter, good glove, professional, leader. I think he'd check a lot of those boxes. But my issue with this, and if the Red Sox get him in March, I guess I really won't care.
Yeah.
But my issue is, and we've talked about this now for a couple of weeks, do you want Alex Bregman or no? Like, is he a guy you think you need and this team needs, or no? And don't tell me in March that this was the guy. He was the guy all along. We knew we needed him. No, you're risking losing him.
So you're waiting for a deal.
If you knew you needed him, you don't exactly. You don't wait for the deal. You don't wait for the contract. If he's a must-add player and a difference maker and your leader, get him in here. And what are we nickeling and diming over? Are we nickeling and diming over a couple of million dollars? Is it a year on his deal? Like, what is it? I would love to know that. Again, if you get him at the end of the day, I'll be happy. But I'm not going to take the bull crap if you sign him in March of, we needed this guy, we knew we needed this guy, we prioritized this guy, he's our leader, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to buy that in March because you risk losing him for months and months and months.
You know, it's amazing what the Red Sox have done. They've kind of beaten us down to the point where I actually think the team could be pretty good this year, even though they've invested almost nothing into it. Like, they haven't invested anything extra into it. They made a nice trade that we like. So you could say, oh, giving up on a top prospect is something. Okay. But, like, financially, they haven't invested in the team. I think they're going to spend less money this year than they did last year. Like, Chris Sale money's off the books.
Which is wild.
Kenley Jansen's money's off the books.
I mean, score one for Keith on this one. Because Keith, you never even thought about giving any credit
to Soto,
to them being in the Soto sweepstakes. I'm like, well, if they don't sign Soto, they will sign somebody. Wrong.
Nothing.
They've signed.
Everybody signed with the Dodgers. And then Anthony Santander the other day signed with the Jays.
Blue Jays,
so,
yeah.
So guys are signing, I guess, in a few other spots. But for the most part, L.A.,
only brought on one guy with term. Crochet's the only guy with term they've even brought on.
And that's like an extra year, which is weird because we played the Sam Kennedy comments.
And he's super cheap.
From winter weekend, he's like, we're good for like the long haul. It's like Walker Buehler, one-year deal. Garrett Crochet, two. Aroldis Chapman, one.
Your guy.
Everybody's guy. Mm-hmm. Aroldis Chapman, one-year deal. That's kind of it in free agency, right? And so you're banking on, I guess, the young guys being good or, you know, guys taking a step forward, guys that were good last year, like Haukan Crawford and Jarren Duran being even better this year, which all could happen. And they could make the playoffs, and we could be happy about that. We all just want a playoff team and a World Series contender. But you didn't invest. You haven't spent real money on the team. You haven't proven anybody wrong that said you weren't going to spend on the team.
Since you brought, no, for sure not. You've proven people like Keith right. You see the Baseball America update to the Red Sox prospects?
No. What do we got?
Okay. Roman Anthony is two. I'll explain why in a moment.
Two on the Sox or two in the
two in
country.
Major League Baseball.
Or
I'm sorry. Throughout Major League Baseball.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good.
He is number two in all of baseball.
Who's number one?
I'll get to that in a second.
All right.
Number four is Christian Campbell.
Nice.
Marcelo Meyer, I believe, is 15 off the top of my head.
Nothing to sneeze at.
And they had some other guy in the 70s, some prospect that's young, international player that I hadn't heard of but is moving up prospect rankings.
Did you happen to see where Kyle Teal was? Did you even check?
No, I didn't. Right, but I can look that up.
All right.
Number one. So Roman Anthony went from one to two.
Roki
Sasaki.
No, doesn't count.
Okay, so it doesn't count for the prospect rankings, I agree.
He's not really a prospect. Isn't he going to be on the major league? He's not going to play in the minors, is he?
What? I think he technically signed a minor league deal with the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's it. They have too many guys.
Okay, but what?
Yeah, they had to get rid of guys to put in the roster.
Here's what would piss me off as a Red Sox fan. We're also excited about Roman Anthony and Christian Campbell. You're like, yeah, look at all these prospects. You know, you could have just signed Sasaki and had the number one prospect, according to Baseball America.
Could have signed that guy.
That's gaming the system, and in the spirit of prospect rankings?
I don't know. He might have been going to the Dodgers no matter what.
Okay, but did you even try?
No.
They didn't even try.
No, they were not.
The Blue Jays, by the way, were the runners-up.
Good for them.
They've
been the runners-up a lot.
But I'm just saying, everybody thought it was the Dodgers and Padres.
They get used.
The Padres were out. The Padres were out before the Blue Jays.
The Blue Jays, remember, they were the runners-up on Ohtani.
You could worm your way in and try. They didn't even try. And would they have landed him at the end of the day? Probably not. Everyone goes to the Dodgers.
It's like asking out a pretty girl. Do you want to be rejected?
Try. No, I don't even think about asking.
Yeah, you're like, oh, there.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
They are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You go do your thing.
Right. Okay, so the Red Sox should act like me? No, that's a terrible approach.
That's the plan.
That's a bad approach. You're not going to get anywhere in life if the Red Sox are acting like me.
No, I know. I don't think they were going to get him. But, yeah, they could have. They could have at least been interested in it. And so you can't, like, fake being on Juan Soto and then not being on anybody else that's going to get any kind of contract.
Okay.
And then the only other guy that you're linked to right now, you're just waiting for the bottom of the price to fall out.
Here, I want Bregman. But I reserve the right to criticize them for dragging their feet on signing him because I want him more than they do.
Yep.
Even if they end up with him at the end of the day and get some great cash windfall of a deal, I don't care. I don't care about John Henry's bottom line. They have tons of money to spend. They have a need. Go get him. And if you get him in March, I'll give you credit. But I don't want to hear all the bull crap about how much you wanted him and how much you needed him and you believed in him and now he's the leader of the team. And see, we really do spend him free agency.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you any of that. I'll be happy you signed him. But that's all. So they're the best fit for him, quote unquote. according to John Heyman, right. Which probably is Scott Boras trying to drum up interest, I'm sure. I know Heyman doesn't like that commentary. He'll hang up on you if you give that to him.
That's a good point.
But that's my feeling on that. So you can jump
thanks
in.
Thanks to ZachC99 in the Twitch chat. Teal's 52.
52?
Yeah.
52. Excellent.
I can't even believe it.
Yeah, that's low.
That's real low. So they traded the 52nd best prospect for Garrett Crochet. That's
where?
A win.
Not
52 and 66. Montgomery.
Was Montgomery? That's what I was just going to ask. So they traded 52 and 66 for Garrett Crochet.
Oh, okay.
That's a win.
All right.
Red Sox are back.